Sight loss charity Blind Veterans UK have announced a new service to allow them to continue to support blind veterans throughout the coronavirus outbreak. Here to tell us more is Fran McSweeney, who is the Assistant Director of Operations at Blind Veterans UK. Now, Fran, more than 90% of your beneficiaries are over 70 years old. This current situation is a huge priority for you guys at Blind Veterans. What have you introduced?
Yeah, well, hi Barry, thanks for getting in touch with us. So just to let you know, we support about 5,000 members throughout the UK, right across the four countries. And as you say, we're really quite concerned because as well as being blind, they are quite elderly. 90% are over 70, but actually a lot of our members are much older than that. So many are in their 90s and over 100. So as well as having the same struggles that everybody does about being in this lockdown situation, not being able to get out to the shops, they are having to obviously navigate with sight loss, but also other conditions like, you know, mobility issues, hearing issues, all sorts of things. So what we've done, we've completely set aside our day-to-day work. So our usual model is we provide services in our centres and in the community. We have various groups going. But what we've done is we have redirected the whole charity to provide a national support service to these 5,000 veterans. So we're currently in the process of ringing them all. We are just making contact and checking in, seeing how they are, finding out whether they have any particular urgent needs. So we've already uncovered several who have no food. They're struggling to get medication delivered. They've got dogs that need walking, really quite basic needs around that. So we're immediately putting in place some practical support about that. For others, it's much more about not wanting to be isolated. So Blind Veterans is like a big family. People will meet each other very regularly. They're in touch all the time. So we're really keen that we keep them connected with each other. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be working with them really to try and find ways to make that happen. So we've already arranged, for example, for members to ring groups of other members. But over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at what we can do remotely to keep people connected. Initial priority at the moment is really identifying the people who are most vulnerable and making sure they're safe, that their physical and emotional needs are met, and that they feel well cared for, and that we are there for them, basically.
In these uncertain times, Fran, how important is a voice, even if it's just on the other end of a phone, for people's mental health and their general well-being?
It's a frightening time for everybody in this country. I don't believe there's a single person who hasn't been affected in some way by this. And many of our members are quite elderly, they have other disabilities, they have sight loss, as we know. Many of them have actually lived through quite serious conflict. You know, they've been in World War II, or they've been in Falklands War or Afghanistan. They've already experienced some quite traumatic things in their lives. And for some of them, this is just another thing that no one was expecting it. And it brings up all sorts of things. So it's very difficult. We already know that isolation is one of the biggest issues that our members face. So part of what we do is about connection, it's about enjoyment of life. And to suddenly find that kind of structure taken away is really, really difficult. So we are focusing all of our energies really on making sure that people don't feel alone, that they are connected, they've got someone to talk to. We've enlisted our volunteers, so we have 1,000 volunteers out there and all of our staff. So we've got people in fundraising, in our finance teams, people who don't normally have contact with members, they are ringing members and just, you know, having a chat, having a cup of tea together over the phone. So it's really important, I think, that people have someone to talk to, even if it's just for a laugh. You know, it doesn't have to be serious and all heavy. We've got to find a way of enjoying ourselves over the next few months. So that's what we're going to be working on.
Do you feel as if the country's pulling together in the one direction now?
You know, we really do. It's just incredible. I mean, just within Blind Veterans UK, the staff have been incredible. In the space of 2 weeks, we've completely changed our whole charity. And we haven't had a single person that said, oh, I'm not sure I should be doing that. It's not really my job. People are also engaging with their local communities. We've seen so many local community mutual aid groups being set up. And obviously, we've seen how many hundreds of thousands of people have signed up to help the NHS with their work. So I think it really is bringing out the best in people. It's been quite amazing, actually.
Now, a lot of your veterans live down in Brighton, and I assume they would get visits normally from family and friends, and that's had to stop, like it has for everyone across the country. How are they finding the transition?
Do you know, they've been amazing. So we have 32 permanent residents in our centre in Brighton, and we run it as a residential care and nursing home. The members have been absolutely supportive of everything that we've done. We have had to stop visits to them from family and friends and keeping in touch with them through Skype and through phone calls. So we have our care staff down there who are enabling the members that are living within the centre to keep in daily contact if they want to with their families through Skype. We have someone on site who's providing entertainment to them. So really, they've got the run of the place. It's quite interesting for them because usually they're used to an ever-changing group of visitors. So they've been brilliant. They're very stoical. They're really pulling together, keeping each other's spirits up and keeping the staff spirits up as well. So it's been great to see. And they're all fine so far. And they are our absolute priority. We're determined to keep them safe. We put in place very, very stringent infection control measures. We've limited who can go into the building to essential staff only. Even the centre manager doesn't go into the building now because she's not involved with care. We're doing absolutely everything we can to keep them safe. We are aware, obviously, as you are, that if someone has very little or no sight, they will need help with things like unpacking the shopping and sorting it and perhaps labelling it up with a pen friend or marking it in some way. We're very clear that we won't put anyone at risk through delivering this service. So either the people that we're supporting or the volunteers and staff that are doing the shopping service. The reality is people need food, and that's an absolute basic requirement. And if that means that we have to do that, then we will, but obviously in the safest possible way that we can.
Fran, just finally, if anyone would like to find out more information about this new support or about blind veterans in general, how can they do so?
So they can go to our website. That's the easiest way to do it, and it's blindveterans.org.uk. Everything is on there about how to become a member. Anyone can become a member if they've served in the armed forces and they have serious sight loss, really at the level where you could be registered as severely sight impaired, and we'd be happy to support you. So please do get in touch.
Fran McSweeney, Assistant Director of Operations for Blind Veterans UK, thanks for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry.